that special function that arises in the world that serves the illumination of men, wherein they know God perfectly and know their own nature perfectly, is the Guru. The Guru is the center of practice. The Guru is the center of spiritual life. The relationship to the Guru, satsang, is the condition, the true principle. So the internal business of the ashram is the relationship to the Guru. And wherever it is forgotten, or offended, or suppressed, or minimized, or made artificial, or not served, the ashram fails to be an ashram. The secret activity that offends the world, that takes place within an ashram, is the relationship to the Guru. It is unspeakable in the world. It's unacceptable. So all ashrams are a secret society, in a sense, because the world is offended by it. The world operates on a totally different principle. So from the point of view of the world, even the so-called spiritual associations that exist in the world is always one that will try to minimize and make nothing of satsang. So satsang is the prize of an ashram. It is its most intimate function. It cannot be sold. It should not be made public in the way spiritual groups tend to make their guru public. Just as a man and a woman appear in public married, and everybody understands what that means, the devotee or the disciple appears in the world as the disciple of some guru, and everybody understands what that means. But married people don't make love in the street. And just so, the true disciple does not make of his satsang some sort of public monstrosity available just for fun. There are real conditions for the approach to the Guru, and no one has access to the Guru who does not meet those conditions, willing to go through the process of transformation. So the Guru is not openly available like a book on a table.